Hey, I'm Sudeep. I work with the foundation in Ben's team. And here's my friend from India, Bodhi. He's working with Center for Internet and Society, but he's here in his volunteer capacity. So we're going to talk about knowledge gaps and Wikidata today. So what are knowledge gaps? As the name suggests, it is gap in our existing knowledge. But in terms of Wikidata, we're looking at knowledge gaps in two different aspects. One is, how can Wikidata help us in filling the knowledge gaps in other Wikimedia projects? And the second is, how do we fill the knowledge gaps within Wikidata? For the first one, filling knowledge gaps with Wikidata. Wikidata is helping in a number of ways in filling knowledge gaps on different Wikimedia projects. For example, the article placeholder or another tool is called Scribe being built. Wikidata input boxes. All of them are, yes, there was a session about it early this morning or in the afternoon. And there are also a lot of different templates which use Wikidata. And then there are new templates called Mbabel, which along with ListJariaBot, are used to make lists like these. And if you click on one of the topics on this list, you get this draft article. There was a presentation about this in this same room by the Met. So you get a draft article with some sentences and the info boxes from Wikidata. But this is not what we are going to talk about here today. We're going to talk about how, in India, we first have to fill the knowledge gaps within Wikidata so then we can do all these amazing things. So there are knowledge gaps in localization. We need to add a lot more labels in different languages. There needs to be local data about local places, people, so that we can do all those awesome things. But the main aspect of there is to build the community capacity to do all that stuff. So that's where we come to the Indic case study, which this is all about. And how did it all start? That's the person sitting right there, Asaf. He's responsible for all this, for bringing Wikidata to India. So there was the first community capacity development training with the Tamil community in 2016, where he introduced Wikidata, and then there was a bunch of Wikidatans, super users, like who started contributing to Wikidata. And then in 2017, on both our requests, he came to India again and did, well, Wikiyatra is like wiki travel in India. He did that. He went to seven different cities, seven different communities, at least, in India, where he did Wikidata workshops, mostly like two-day workshops, and all those places. And then in 2018, again, an advanced Wikidata workshop. And that has actually helped in like building some sort of Wikidata community around India. And that also got the community engaged. And then we started building Wiki Project India, and then some other projects related to that, such as Wiki Project West Bengal, Indian Railways, and Kerala, which is like some specific regions in India where the community has been trying to engage themselves and building and doing some work around it. And then there have been some more initiatives to engage newbies, such as editathons or labelathons, datathons, with which we have been trying to get more and more people involved. And some initiatives around education, workshops in educational institutions. Asaf also did one of those. Next, Bodhi.
Yeah. So there have been so many workshops in India throughout all over India from 2017 to 2019. And we are also trying to engage, as Sudeep said, we are trying to engage the newbies in different ways. But still, the number of power users are not very much in India. Only very few, maybe five or six people are doing the heavy duty work. So what are the reasons for that? So mostly the Wikimedia community is focused in India on other projects, mostly in Wikipedia and somehow right now in Wikisource. So there are very few editors who are very few active editors who are contributing in Wikidata regularly. And India is a multilingual country, so there are around 22 Wikimedia projects running in India. So the workforce is totally divided. So we don't have a focused group of people who are working on specific areas of Wikidata, because they are so much divided in different projects that we have to engage, we are trying to actively engage them in different ways. And they are spread over a vast region. India is the seventh largest country in the world. And so it's quite difficult to coordinate the entire community, the entire 22 language communities to work on only one project. So we have adopted a different approach. Firstly, we are targeting the data gaps, which is easy because there are huge data gaps in India on every topics, almost every topics. And start locally. Sorry. So it's 111. Why it is 111?
Everything is a priority.
Anyway, so we start locally. So we have thought that the entire country, the data ingestion of entire country is quite difficult. And there are huge databases for India. For example, the census databases, the election databases. And if we work on the entire country, then it would be really impossible for like 5 or 6 heavy duty users. So we target one place at a time. So that is the map of India, and you can see the bright pink color. That's West Bengal. So in October 2018 to May 2019, many things happened there. So lots of data was ingested in that part. And after this map was generated, there is a tool for that called Wikidata Analysis, built by AdSort, user AdSort. And after we got this map, we shared this with other communities, that we have done this for West Bengal, you can do it for your country, and this is really cool. And people have started working, and there was a direct effect. Wiki Project Kerala was built just at that time, and they started working on the schools of India, schools of Kerala, and Kerala is situated right here. And I couldn't get that map right now because the tool is right now down. So anyway, we started locally, and we're trying to inspire people from other parts of the country to contribute. And that's what happened in West Bengal, around 40,000 villages with 2001 and 2011 census data was ingested. That's complete data, almost complete data, which could have been ingested in Wikidata. And there were 11,000 government hospitals with coordinates which were ingested. And there was a targeted approach to cross 1 million Bengali labels, and so on. There were many things happened, but these were the things which have done in West Bengal at that time. So we also try to create cool visualizations from those works we have done, because census, election, these are boring data. These are not paintings, and also so we cannot, like, these are also not glam data and other things. So these are boring data. So we need to find some way to make it interesting for people. So we have tried some cool queries. This is one of them. There are many others. So this is the population growth in West Bengal of villages in around 36,000 villages between 2001 and 2011. And not only villages, we have uploaded census data about every administrative hierarchy, like community development blocks, districts, municipalities, wards, etc., cities, towns. This is a new tool, Integrality with 2A. And you can see that this is the count of hospitals in the world, and India is right now leading in Wikidata, 13,466 hospitals, and the blue colors are the data completeness. But the funny thing is, it's only one area of India. It's West Bengal. There is 11,642 hospitals right now. So if we complete these all states, and there are more, and if we complete all those states, there would be a huge amount of data about hospitals with coordinates which will be there in Wikidata. And we have a plan to build an app based on that data, so that when a person gets ill, he may get using that app, he may find the nearest location and of the hospitals. Like, these are these hospitals are ranging from primary health centers to tertiary health cares. So with all sorts of facilities available for them. So we'll try to ingest all those data in Wikidata if possible. And after completing this task, if we build some app, then maybe someone, a sick person in the dire emergency, he can find an nearest government hospitals. This is another.
No. Go back.
Oh, sorry. Okay. So this is the work which was done for Indian Railways. It was started here, also from West Bengal, and you can check the color. The blue color is more complete data, and the green color is slightly not complete, but it's going to get completed soon. And there are right now 9,000 Indian railway stations with coordinates, obviously, because they are in the map. And right now they have been connected with Pakistan and Bangladesh railways. So we have a plan to connect all the Asian railways one day, someday, maybe. But yeah, we'll do it. Anyway, so right now in the table, we are in the second position after Japan, obviously. And yeah, so this is another cool query visualization showing the flight connections, international and domestic flight connections from India to and from India. So it's like kind of messy, but we can filter it for domestic connections or international connections. So anyway, this is we have also completed the everything about 2014 Indian general election data. And Indian general election is kind of complex set of data, because there are so many political parties, so many elections, not like two-party elections. So there were like 6,000 political parties which participated in Indian, I think 600 or something, sorry. Mm. So anyway, so yeah. And there were so many candidates, you can imagine. And some of them have the same name. Like in one constituency, there was like three people with the same name. So that was like funny thing. And but yeah, we completed those data, uploading those data in Wikidata. Right now, only 2014 Indian general election has been done. We don't have much user in Wikidata, heavy duty user in Wikidata in India. So anyway, so currently we are uploading GeoSafe files of constituency. And in West Bengal, we have already uploaded 43 constituencies, GeoSafe files of constituencies, and also the Sikkim. The rest of the part of India has not been done. So when it will be completed, and when it will be, when we will upload other election data, right, like 2009 or before that, we'll create cool animations that's showing how the voters have changed their minds from like centrist to rightist or leftist to rightist. Anyway, so in the pipeline there are schools, bank branches, post office, geo safes, elections, and many more. Cinema. Yeah. Of course, cinema.
Monuments.
And monuments. And most of them will be completed within few months. And in not so distant future, we'll try to upload weather data. There are not much good property for weather right now in Wikidata. That's why we are not touching it right now, but we'll do it. Also, bibliographical data for Indian literature is also very less in Wikidata. And there will be some institutional partnerships. There are some primary talks already, and maybe we'll have some good news in future. So the other ways to engage, we have created some subpages of Wikiproject India. We have created a Skillshare initiative, started a Skillshare initiative where people who have slightly more knowledge in Wikidata can share something with other people on one-to-one basis or mass approach in online or offline way. We have also started a newsletter, a quarterly newsletter. The first version has been published in October. First issue has been published in October 2018. And we are showcasing cool visualizations in social media, in Facebook and Twitter channels of Wikidata India every day. So these are the links. You can find them there.
Thank you so much, Bodhi. As most of you can already guess, Bodhi is from that part of India, the West Bengal, where they've done all that work. So the West Bengal community in India has been really doing this amazing work, and this needs to go to the other parts of India, which needs more capacity development, which needs more trainings, also more coordination in India. But I would like to end this with how you can help in identifying some of the knowledge gaps and like in taking that conversation forward, which is not directly related with this talk, but there is a wiki project identifying knowledge gaps. You can join that and share your thoughts. We are also trying to use how we can use property P5008, which is on the focus list for a specific project, how we can use that to surface certain topics for contests or other events. And in the end, we'd like to thank you. Also, we'd like to thank you, thanks Asaf and Mahir and Tito, who are another like two power users of Wikidata. We'd like to sincerely thank everyone. Thank you so much. Questions.
Mark says hi.
So we have only 5 minutes for questions and answers.
Yep, there's a question there.
We need the microphone. Thank you so much for your presentation. Is the census data, what exactly kind of data is that you've been ingesting? It's not for individuals, is it? It's more like population and stuff like that?
It's population data, mainly, demographic data.
Okay, and are there any other things that are being asked in the census?
Per village, gender.
I was a little involved with that, so I remember what the data looks like. Per settlement in India, per village, town, you have the total population, the masculine versus feminine population, the literate versus illiterate population. Within that, you have also a separation by gender, so you know how many illiterate males there are versus how many illiterate females there are. It's actually quite detailed. There are hundreds and hundreds of pieces of data per village. Only some of them have been modeled on Wikidata. But yes, of course, no individual census data.
So I wanted to ask you about the label ingestion or the translation of labels you do. How did you do that? Do you use tools? How do you get people to edit in their native language and translate the labels?
So, mostly Tabernacle. And quick statement. Those who can use quick statements.
Right, cool. Mm-hmm.
But also at the same time, like using labelathons as an activity to engage more and more people to like to do that activity. Hmm. Asaf, the hero.
On that note of Tabernacle, I just want to mention for anyone who may be not aware, all of us here use Wikidata and related tools, which means all of us have used tools by Magnus, the amazing tool builder. I just wanted to point out that he's here at the conference. So if you haven't had a chance yet to thank him for his amazing, amazing work that enabled so much impact, do so today. I'm not sure if he's into hugs, but you can just thank him.
Yep. Who is the skill share working? Skill what do you do? What are the results?
So response is still low. Okay. But yeah, there are five or six people have already requested, and we have completed those.
Yeah, it's going on. Like we still need to surface the value of Wikidata. Like I think we haven't really been able to do that. Also, we haven't been able to connect with other projects they're already doing, like for example Wikisource or Wikipedia, like how this, like we need to communicate that in a better way to the larger community who is contributing, who's just like getting up and creating a Wikipedia article. Like how do we involve them and bring them here? That's still a problem. And Bodhi is showing the census data. Bodhi, can you please explain?
So, yeah. So this is population data from 2011 census, 5007, and 2001 Indian census data. This is one village. So there are like 36,000 villages or 40,000 villages for this. This is the male population, female population, number of households, illiterate population with male, female population qualifiers, literate population and illiterate populations, and so on. And this is the census code for 2001, 2011.
Okay, I just want to say that I love your presentation, and I wanted to talk nearly about the same thing tomorrow. So it will be great because tomorrow I will just watch the stream from this one, so make my life easier. What I wanted to do, well, to talk about, but I think the Wiki project you're starting, Wikidata will do that, is how to engage people not working about India directly, but like I have tools about names, but I don't deal with Indian names because I am not sure I understand the order of name and I don't want to do something massively wrong, so better to be careful. But I just need like 2 hours with someone who understands all the problems, and I can have an automated tool and deal with thousands and upon thousands of items. And I think there are many, many tools already doing some automated description and things like that, for which we don't actually need people every day. We just need like 10 minutes time for someone to tell me how to say family names in a dozen languages, and then it just added to the tool. And you probably know the auto description tool, but if you just ask the people who are using it massively to just add the Indian languages, then you have all Wikidata doing the same work for you. And actually, it's a problem we have I am helping African community build up their Wikidata and Wikipedia, so it's not the same problem, but nearly the same problems. And that's the problem we have, which is actually bridging the gap between the biggest Wikidatian. I am doing works in languages I don't know a word of, but it's this kind of adoption system. Like I need a native speaker to tell me what I can do without problem on all the complicated cases, and everything like that I can automate, I will automate. And it's just an idea, but do you think it would be like a good idea to create not the specific wiki knowledge gap on Wikidata, but matching a matching system, like, hey, I am working on this subject, and do you want to ask me for that, like a matching tool, like to
connect people,
across languages. Yeah, so that was my idea, because I think some of the African communities I am helping would really, really love what you are doing, but none of them speak Indian, and we just need to have like pivot people to create the link and make all this even more powerful. And I really, really love what you are doing. So thank you.
Thank you so much. Thanks to Bodhi for all the awesome work. And
doing alone.
Yeah, and the larger Indian community. But yeah, that's a really good idea. I think we should take that up. As a movement, we have not been doing the sharing thing pretty good. We need to figure out how do we do that, because there are like awesome tools. One is built, but the others don't know about. Like, that's a larger problem. But yeah, and that's a piece that fits into the larger problem we should be solving someplace. Yeah, let's figure out where we can do that. And thank you.